Hello, this is Mike Bailey, a.k.a. the Silver Fox, coming live from Western Colorado. Always going to start my podcast off, never ever, ever forget Benghazi. Those responsible should be hanging from the rafters of the White House. There's no rafters in the White House. The Brooklyn Bridge will do. Let's start off with this day in history. In 1715, a Spanish gold and silver fleet disappears off St. Lucie, Florida. 1733, on today in history, Society of Freemasons opens first American lodge in Boston. 1836. First English language newspaper was published in Hawaii. And on this day in history, 1909, John Hyder becomes president of baseball's National League. All right, before I get started, I would like my listeners to please, let's take a moment of silence for a great American patriot, Chris Kyle. All right, let's get this started. Football season is almost here, meaning cooler weather is around the corner. Me, myself, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan, have been all my life, and I always have said that the year the Chiefs win the Super Bowl is the year that I will die. That being said, I guess I'll live forever. But I'll go ahead and throw in my pick already. I know it's early for this year. If I had to pick, like right now, like I said, I'll pick the Packers and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs win by two. I'd like to give a shout out to a friend of mine in Utah, Corey Edwards. Great father, great coach. Corey coaches girls high school softball. He started coaching City League and then went to high school. But for him to coach college, he's required to have a college degree. To me, that doesn't make sense because his winning record should, you know, more or less speak for itself. I mean, wouldn't a college, whether, you know, someone has a 2-year degree or 4-year degree, say, hey, yeah, let's hire this coach, man. He's a proven winner. Great man. Let's take a few minutes to talk about police, law enforcement. When you're driving anywhere, and you see the police on the side of the road, you know, obviously, they're doing radar, you know, for trying to catch people for speeding. Do you yourself feel protected, angry? Or hell, maybe even you feel hunted, like they're hunting, like police are hunting people. Just words of thought, you know. Some will say, yes, I feel protected, you know, he or she, police is out there serving the public. Others will say it makes me angry because there's no service being done. He or she should be, you know, elsewhere. My opinion on this matter is, you know, if all the crime is happening on the highway, of course I want the police on the highway, but we know that's not true. You know, to me, it's a waste of public resources. Again, I respect the law, you know, the real law, always have, always will. I'd like to discuss the first time I had an encounter with the law. I was 13 years old. I was a foster kid. I ran away, so the state put me in an orphanage. Let's just say that didn't go well. After a couple days, me and a couple other boys from there ran away. We didn't go far, just hit the streets. It was getting dark, and when it got dark, it was getting cold. So we decided to head back. We made it to the orphanage's playground and went to sleep in like one of the little wooden forts that they had there on the playground. After 3 or 4 hours, I was woke up by one of the guys saying police were everywhere. So I panicked, took off running, didn't even look back. And when I was younger, man, I was fast as lightning. So I'm running. Cops are chasing me, down the street, through alleys, I think it was through someone's yard, or maybe it was the orphanage yard or something. During this chase of me, one of the police cars or patrol cars got scratched up going through some bushes, trying to catch a little 13-year-old, criminal. That officer was pissed. He personally wanted to take me to juvie hall by himself so he could supposedly teach me a lesson. His reasoning, that was his reasoning. But thank God there was a sergeant there. And he's like, no way. He's like, I'll take him. Another cop was pissed, that his patrol car got messed up. But that sergeant, also reminded him, like, hey, it's not your police car. It's the city's police car. It will get fixed. It will get paid for. So thank God, because no telling what would have happened. I probably would have got my ass beat. Over that police car getting scratched up. But I found out later, the reason why there was a shitload of cops driving around that orphanage is one of the guys woke up and was throwing rocks at one of the windows of the orphanage. I guess his girlfriend was there also. So, of course, staff, called the police, but, so that was, that was a bad cop, good cop scenario. Like I said, who knows what could have happened. Give you guys some advice on what we talked about before, those marijuana penny stocks. If you have not gotten them, go ahead and get them. Those of you don't know how to play chess or dominoes, learn or have someone teach you. Also, if you have not seen the classic Eddie Murphy Raw, get it on Netflix, Hulu. Heck, I think it's even on YouTube. Watch it; it's pretty funny shit. Also, since we've had a shitload of wildfires out here in the West, it's just, I don't know, people have no common sense, but, like, when you go camping, always keep an eye on your fire, make a pit, or bring a fire ring if there's not one at the campsite. Put it out every night, and especially when you leave. Too much life and land have been lost to laziness and ignorance. I mean, I think it's already been written down as Colorado's biggest fire in history. And this guy, his fire got out of control. He tried to put it out, but instead of trying to put it out with water, he tried to put it out with a blanket. Well, of course, we all know what happened after that. Of course, the guys in jail facing, arson charges, I dare all my listeners, make contact, reach out to someone you haven't seen or spoken to in a long time. You never know, I mean, people sometimes are lonely by choice. But, if you have an aunt, uncle, friend, you know, you haven't spoken to in years, just, you know, reach out to them, see how they're doing. You know, you might be surprised, you know, and if there's any way that you can help, you know, help them out. Also, you know, like where you live, like your local gas prices, your fuel prices. If you think they're out of whack, like more or less, you know, if you could drive down, you know, if you're at one gas station, the price is 280, but then you go like 3 blocks down the street and it's 265, call your congressman and complain. Because I think that's, you know, I mean, more or less that's like price gouging. You know, you can't go, especially in the same city. I mean, if the fuel prices fluctuate that much, then something's not right. And I understand, like, the major, bigger cities, there might be different counties in those that might connect, you know, and they might have a higher county tax, you know. But majority, it should be reasonably close, you know, to the same. And now what I found around here is, you know, you can hit a spot and, you know, it's 290. But then, like I said, you go right down the street and it's 265. That doesn't make fucking any sense. Man, this is a pretty quick, going pretty quick. More or less, I guess we'll end this podcast on a real short notice. But those of you who ever heard of John Dillinger, he was born June 22nd, 1903. He died July 22nd, 1934. That man did more than 11 months than some people would do their whole life. Their whole life. Imagine that. And even if it was, it doesn't matter if he was a criminal or not, he did more in 11 months. All right. Peace out. And remember, question everything.